The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tzivus Daf Chaf Beis. The Gemara on Chaf Beis Min Aleph says, Tana Rabbanan Belit Nebraisa. Ha'isha Sha'amra, a woman who said, Ishis Ishani, that I'm an Ishis Ish, I'm married to a man, and therefore I'm not eligible to Mekabel Kedushin from anyone else. The Chazra Amra, then she turns around and says, Panuya Ani. Not true, I'm really not married to anybody, and I can get married now. Namena, she's trusted, and now she can get married to whoever she wants. In fact, the Gemara asks, Vashavla Nav Shechatichad Yisroh, she already, so to speak, made herself with the Chatichad Yisroh. She was Neman the first time, she was trusted the first time to say that she's an Eshetish, that she once got married to someone in a different town, in a different time. And why is she trusted now to take that back and say that she's Panuya, that she's unmarried, and she is available to get married? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabbuna says, we're talking about civic case, Shenosna Masal Dvarel. That she gave a good excuse to explain her original statement. She has a good excuse, a good explanation why she originally said she's an Ishtish. She has trusted to take back that statement. I think Mark is a case, Mark is an example, a story that happened about the Isha, that people wanted to marry her. And she said, I'm already married, I'm married for a long time, I can't marry you, I'm long since married. Later on, when she wants to get married, she said that I'm available to get married, and she wants to get married to a specific person. And the Chum said, how can you do that? You already said that you're married. You raised it once that you're married. You're trusted that. You can't take that back now. And she explained that originally people wanted to marry her were people who were beyond and people who were not such good people. And they were not such kosher people. She still wanted to be married to them. But there was a lot of pressure on her. So in order to get out of it, she had to make an excuse and say that I'm already married. So I'm not available anymore. I already got married. Now those people are gone and other people want to marry her. And the people who want to marry her now are the other who got them, good people. It would be appropriate for her to marry one of them. So now she's been megala, she's revealing the truth that really she was never married before. And she's eligible, she's available to get married to one of them. And the Gemara says in such a case that she's Neman. If she gives such an amasla, a good excuse like that, she's Neman, she's trusted. Then the Gemara is a shayla as follows. The Amir Shmuel asked the Amir Rav, Amr Tameyani, let's say a married lady tells her husband Tameyani, I'm Tomei. She says that she's a Nida, and therefore she's Tomei, and she's also to him. But Chazal Ra'amah, then she turns around and says, Tahirani, you know what? It's not true. Really, I'm Tar. Really, I'm Mutter to you. Mal, what's the halacha? So Amr Lei Rav said back to him, Afbazu, in this case also, Nosna Maslans Rav, she gave a good explanation to why she originally said that she's also, why she originally said she's Tomei. Then she's trusted now, says she's Tar. She gave a good excuse why she originally made up a story that she's Tomei, why she's a Nida, but now she says it really wasn't true, and she explains herself. Then she's Tar, she's Mutter. The Gemara says, Tanim in the Arbaam Zimnin. Shmuel learned this halacha from around 40 times. When they came to get the Shmuel himself, the Shmuel's wife told him that she's Tamei, that she's also to him, and after she gave a good excuse to say why she originally said that, and it wasn't really true, really she was Tar, and she's Mutter to him, and she explained the original statement, still he didn't want to be Samechne, and made her act as if she was Nida. She had to go through Zayin Nikiyim and Bitovel, so she became Tar again. Tosis brings from the Yishalmi that she explained herself that she wasn't feeling well that day, and that's why she said to me, and she was Tomei, she wanted to stay away from him. But later on, when she was feeling better, she explained herself and said to her, and really, in Igra Adin, she would be Neman, but because Shmuel was nervous to be Semech on this halacha, Lamaslo, by Anida, therefore Shmuel was not Mako, and he made her act as if she was Tomei, go through the whole procedure of becoming Tar, until he allowed her to be Mutter to him. This halacha is Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch in Yerdea, the Pasnida Yerdea is in the Kufbe Hesef Gimel. Amr Labaila, if a lady tells her husband, Tamei Anid, I'm Tamei. But Achach Amr Tahirani, and then she says, I'm Tar. And in a minute, it's too late, she's not trusted. Imul Achach Deribur. The Mo adds, if it's not Tech Deribur, because Tech Deribur, he's always switching around. The Pesha Asr, or Pesha Hitta. We're talking about Achach Deribur. It's more than a few seconds later. It's too late now. She's not trusted. But the Nosna Maskel of Rev, she gave a good excuse. She says, she wasn't feeling well, she wasn't up to it. So another good explanation. She's trusted to take her words back, and we trust that she's Tar. And here the Ramah says, and it seems the Ramah is coming from the story of Shmuel, the Ramah says, Mikamakal, however, Misha wrote for Hachmar al-Asbah, someone wants to be Machmar, be more stringent on himself. Shlo l'hamelah, not to trust her. Minis chasidus to it. This is a minis chasidus. It's not a mistake. It's not a wrong idea not to trust her. Because we see that Shmuel was extra careful and he didn't want to be mekel by himself with his own wife. On the certain circumstances, she's never even. She doesn't clearly take it back afterwards. As long as we see that she's taking it back, she is never take it back. And she gives a good excuse. Now, what was the Gemara Shiloh? Why did the Gemara think that Nida would be different? We see Shmuel and still do not want to be mekel by Nida. Why would we think Nida is different from regular Eishes Ish? Who wants to take it back and say, I'm not really Ishas Ish, really I'm Panuya, I'm eligible to get married. So, Tosfos just says that the Gemara's Shiloh is not that she needs an Amasla by Nida. That's clear from the Gemara that she needs an Amasla. The question is, does it help an Amasla? And that, the Gemara says, it does help an Amasla, and Shmuel still does not want to be Samech, to not be Mekel, and depend on an Amasla and say that an excuse helps. So the Marshal explains that on the one hand, an Isha says Ishani, and then she says, really, I'm Panuya, and just people want to marry me who weren't, but the other Mugan weren't good, appropriate people. That's something that we could verify. Because we could verify that, therefore we could see what type of people were around, who wanted to marry her. So because of that, that's why it's understood that a Maskal would help. But here, the Gemara, the Sad, the Gemara is thinking, and Shmuel himself was really still worried about this, and maybe a Maskal doesn't help. Because no way to verify her a Maskal. We have no way of knowing if it's the truth that she was saying, that she wasn't really feeling that well that way, she was feeling well that day, maybe she wasn't yesterday, today she was. We have no way of knowing what's really going on inside her body, inside her mind. And because of something which we cannot verify, if she was really Tamid, if she wasn't really Tamid, so therefore the Gemara, the Sad, not to rely on a Maskal. And the Maskal of the Gemara is that you could rely on a Maskal, and you could be Simon, you could trust her. That which Taisus wanted to say, the opposite Taisus had a tzad to say, and Taisus proves from the Gemara not like that, but Taisus thought that maybe we could say that she does not need an Amaskla, but neither she be better than Ishizish, and she does not even need an Amaskla. The Marshal says, because in a way, Anita is better, because Anita, she really always, she has a migu, so to speak, she really always could have said that you're right, I was once Tomei, but I went to the Mitzvah, and now I'm Tar. So an Ishizish, there's nothing she could do about it to make her not be Ishizish, unless the husband gives her a get, she's stuck being Ishizish. So then she once said she's Ishizish, that's a Shiloh, do we trust her to take it back and say she's really a Panuya, she's really not married. And the other loch is that with an Amaskla it helps. Well, one could have thought that by Nida it's better. Even without an Amaskla, she should be Nema to take it back and say, really, I'm Tar. Because it's no worse than she says, that I went to the Mitzvah and I became Tar. So instead of saying that, she's taking back her original statement saying, guess what, I was never really Tommy. Really, I was Tar the whole time. That's what Taisus thought, there was a Tzad, that maybe Nida should be better. Taisus shows from the Gemara that was not the Shalom of the Gemara. The Gemara Tzad was that Nida was worse, and maybe it should not help an Amaskla. And Rav does say that is the Psak HaLacha that an Amaskla helps by Nida. However, Shmuel wanted the extra Machmir himself and not depend and not rely on an Amaskla. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mekuf Behe Sef Beis, there's a different halacha. That Mechupsuk HaNida B'Shechen HaSeh, if she was assumed to be a Nida by her neighbors, Shiru HaLeveshes B'Gadam HaMiuchadim L'Meni Dusa. It used to be in the old days, they wore different clothing when they were Nida. The Nashim wore different clothing when they were Nida, not the same clothing they wore when they were Tar. Chashuvah Kavadi Tameh, she's considered like she's for sure Tameh. And indeed, Sif Gimel says that Ru'u Aleveshes B'Gadam HaMiuchadim L'Meni Dusa. If he saw, all the people saw her wearing these special clothing that she wears when she's a Nida, and then she says, no, really, I'm a Tar. She gives an excuse why she was wearing that clothing. Ain't in the man, and she's not trusted. So the Rishonim and Acharim, they all wonder about this. If she says she's Tomei, and she gives an excuse to explain why she said that, she's trusted to say that really she was Tar. But if she wore the special clothing of a Nida, even though she never said the word Nida, she never said the word Tomei, still she should not be trusted to say that really she was Tar to explain herself. So the Rashba says that for an Isha to say Tomei Ani, just to say a few words out of her mouth, because she had a reason why she wanted to say it, she gives the Masla to explain why she said it, so now we could accept. And now we could take it back and say that now we'll accept her explanation that really she's Tar. But to do a whole mice of changing her clothing, of putting on special clothing, that's a whole mice, that's too much of an action, too strong an action to take. And she went so far as to change all her clothing and put on the clothing of Anita, that we're not willing to say that she just did it for a small reason, for a small excuse. And therefore we did not accept her excuses afterwards, and we did not accept her explanations, and say that maybe she was really Tar. That's what the Rashba says, it's quoted in Taz and the Shach. The Maral says a different tarot. The Taz brings the Maral from Prague, the Maral from Prague. He said a different tarot. Like Hulk Skadiyah Bishkana said, why if she was seen wearing the clothing of Anita, why that's worse and we no longer accept excuses and explanations and a maslot. He says because if she says it privately to her husband, so then she understands that she can say it now. The next day she'll give an excuse, she'll give an explanation why she said it and he'll trust her. But to do something that everyone's going to see the clothing she's wearing, she knows she's not going to be able to go around and explain to everybody that she wasn't really Anita and she had a specific reason why she was wearing this clothing. And because of that, we're not going to trust her explanation because it doesn't make sense that she would do such a thing based on the fact that she'll later give an explanation because she knows there's no way she'll be able to explain it to everyone. And the Talmud says it will come out nafkamina, it will come out ramification halacha that according to the Maral, if she would same way she wears this clothing in public, she's no longer trusted to give an amasla to explain why she did it. The same halacha would apply that she publicly announces that she's a nida, she publicly says to me in front of other people besides the husband, then she would not be trusted anymore to give an amasla, to give an explanation, and to say that really she's Tara. Only if she said it privately to the husband, then she gives an explanation afterwards, we can trust her, that she always knew that the next day, when that reason goes away, she'll give the explanation, she'll explain what she was thinking, what she was doing. However, if it was anything public, she's not trusted. Ludina, it seems that halacha is not like this Maral. The halacha, the Taz brings the Rashba, the Shach also goes to the Rashba. And the reason Hulk's Ganiya Bishkana said is worse because she did such a maize of putting on the special clothing. There is a story, there was a lady who, a few times she gave birth to children early, the children were born in the 8th month, and it was dangerous, maybe they didn't survive, and she was nervous that people were making an ayin hara on her every time she had a pregnancy, and that's why her babies were being born prematurely, and they weren't surviving. So the next pregnancy she had, she wanted to hide it for as long as possible. So she made up with her husband before, that she's not going to tell anyone in the neighborhood that she's muber, she's expecting, that she's pregnant, so much so that she went around saying that she's tummy. And she wore the special clothing of Anita, and everyone knows that someone is Anita, they're obviously not Mubaris, they can't be expecting a baby at the same time. And this way, no one would suspect that she's Mubaris. Muberet, that she was expecting a baby, and no one would make an ayin hara on her, and this way she hoped to have a successful pregnancy, to make it to the end, to have a full-term pregnancy and a healthy birth. And the Ramah said that which she said to Meya and the Amtam in the beginning, and she wore the special clothing of Anita, it's not a problem, because here we have a clear explanation. We understand why it was necessary for her to fund this whole show and to say that she's also and to wear the special clothing of Anita, because she didn't want anyone to know about. The Taz explains that since she explained clearly to the husband beforehand what she was doing, so since the husband knew beforehand, so therefore he's allowed to trust her, and that's why the maskla is accepted, even though she was wearing the special clothing of Anita, in which case usually we do not accept an maskla. Here, where she explained herself to the husband in advance, so it's fine. And he says, even according to the reason of the morale, that when she does a public action, we don't usually accept an maskla. Really, the only person who has to accept the maskla is the husband. He has to understand what she was doing. And usually, he cannot trust her when she gives an explanation for why she did such a public action. But here, where she explained to him before and what she was doing and why she was doing it, so she is trusted to say that she's really tar afterwards, to explain herself that she's really tar, because really beforehand she explained that she was tar, and she was muberes, and she just didn't want anyone to know about it, she was trying to keep it a secret. The Shas goes a step further and says that the Ramah is trying to tell us in this Shaila and the Tshuva of the Ramah, that even if she did not explain to the husband beforehand, that she only explained to the husband afterwards why she told everyone she's tameh, and why she was publicly wearing the clothing that Anita wears, the Ramah says, according to the Shas, because since the explanation she gave is such a good explanation that clearly explained why it would be necessary for her to do such a public action, so then she's neman with namasla even without explaining to the husband beforehand. So we have a machlekes between the Taz and the Shas in this case, whether she has to explain to the husband beforehand, like the Taz says, or like the Shas says, even if she did not explain to the husband her intentions and her kavanas until afterwards, since she has such a good explanation for her strange activities, so then she is neman, she's trusted afterwards to say that she is tar. Nowadays, this halacha doesn't pertain to us so much because we don't have the special clothing of Anita. So the halacha of her publicly wearing the special clothing of Anita doesn't really apply to us, so we should accept her as Anita and not accept explanations afterwards to say she's really tar. However, the original halacha of our Gemara, that Isha says to Me'ani, that afterwards she has to say, to give an explanation if she wants to say to her Anita, that does apply, and she has to give a good explanation. And the Shach says in Zekon Beis B'Shem the Rambam that if she just says afterwards that Derech Chayka Marked Lof Tchila in an Amenis, if she explanation she gives it, I was just making a joke. That which I said yesterday to Me'ani, it wasn't for any good reason. I was making a joke. She was making a joke. So the Rambam says, Mr. Shach Paskin's Halacha, it's a poor place for a joke, and a joke is not accepted. And it's not considered a good explanation, not considered an amasla. And the next day she turns around and says that she's tar, and she was just making a joke yesterday when she says she's tame, it's not trusted, and she has to go through the full procedure of becoming tar, of zaynikim, and having a tefillah. So we see from here that it's very important that a married lady in Isha should never say tamei ani or say amanita as a joke. If she has a reason to think that she's anita, and later on it turns out that she was wrong, she erred in halacha, she made a mistake, so then that would be a good amasla, a good explanation, and then she would be tar, but proven afterwards that she wasn't really anita, it was really down from amaka, or some other explanation why she thought she was anita, and it was really a mistake. But if she just made a joke and said that she's asa, and then she turns around and wants to say afterwards she's tar, she's not naman.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.